Signed into law by President Higgins yesterday, the Health Amendment Bill allowing for the resumption of indoor dining is due to come into effect from Monday, allowing people who've been fully vaccinated and their children to eat and drink inside restaurants and pubs for the first time since Christmas. Regulations necessary to give effect to the new law are still being worked on, with reports today that the Attorney General raised concerns at Cabinet yesterday over the progress of that work. We've been speaking this lunchtime to Taoiseach Leo Varadkar. I asked him first, would the regulations needed to give legal effect to indoor hospitality be ready for the planned reopening next Monday?
Well, yes, certainly we're all working very hard at the moment. My department, the AG's office, the Department of Tourism and the Department of Health to have the FOLCHA guidelines published and have the regulation done no later than this weekend.
Reports today that the Attorney General had expressed concern about a lack of progress as he saw it. At Cabinet yesterday, it was reportedly identified around a dozen issues that his office still needs to have sight of. Is that the case?
I think what you've probably read in the papers is a little bit exaggerated. But, you know, the legislation went through the Dáil and Seanad. The President signed the bill. And we learned during the Cabinet meeting that it had been signed, which really meant that the onus was on us as a government and as government departments to get the regulations done in time. And the AG is one of the hardest working people I've ever met. He'll stay up all night writing regulations and legislation, but before he can do so, he needs clear instructions from government departments. So we had a meeting at 6 p.m. last night. My officials, Catherine Martin's officials, Stephen Donnelly's officials met with the AG's office, and we're working full tilt now to get this done, and done well in advance on Monday.
The Independent, Irish Independent, quotes one minister as saying, "My mouth dropped listening to the list of issues that still need to be addressed before next Monday."
Again, I think that's a little bit of an exaggeration. You know, these regulations have to be done. They're not straightforward, but they're also not unduly complicated. And now that the AG's office has clear instructions, I think we'll have them done in time.
So the outstanding issues are things like what? The kind of venues that these regulations will cover, what constitutes indoor dining or drinking, how many unvaccinated children, for example, can accompany a parent? We're still needing clarity on that. Who'll enforce the rules? Those kind of things.
Not exactly. A lot of that's covered in the legislation already. You know, the kind of things that need to be set out very clearly in the regulations are the enforcement provisions, you know, and then also we'll need to set out what documents can be accepted as proof of immunity and what can't. But again, these are things that can be resolved. And we've had to put in place all sorts of regulations over the course of the pandemic for all sorts of things. And, you know, we've managed to do them and we will.
I suppose the deadline, though, is very close now. Is it possible at this stage to say who will enforce these rules? Who ultimately will be responsible to ensure that they've been abided by?
Well, obviously, to a certain extent, it's the public that enforce them by not trying to break the rules. Then the next line of enforcement are the owners and the proprietors who, at the moment, check your name and take your number for contact tracing. They'll have to do an additional check now, which is to check that you have a certificate of immunity. The HSA and the Environment Health Officers in the HSC have an enforcement role as well, and we've been talking to those bodies and they're on board for this too. And then ultimately, of course, the Gardaí may have a role to play if they're called, you know, in the event of somebody being unruly and trying to gain access to an establishment when they don't have proof of immunity, or for example, if it turns out that a proprietor is not enforcing the rules and regulations.
But the policing authority is saying that there's a lack of clarity about what would be expected of Gardaí.
Yeah, and they will get that clarity. But bear in mind, before the Garda management can give Gardaí on the ground clear instructions, we have to have the regulations and guidelines done. So, you know, I've no doubt that we'll hear complaints from the Garda representative organisations, and I see that they haven't got information yet, but they can't get the information until we have the regulations and guidelines done, but they will.
Well, it's not just the representative bodies, it's the policing authority. Its chair, Bob Collins, is saying, for example, in relation to there's a €4,000 fine which would apply in cases where somebody's in breach of these rules, and he's saying it's just not clear. And again, we're only 4 days away, it's not clear at this stage how this would be enforced.
Well, the legislation provides for what they call a Class C fine. But again, this arises if somebody forges a document, or if a proprietor or owner of an indoor establishment, you know, doesn't comply with the rules willfully. doesn't check people's COVID certificates. But, you know, bear in mind some of these rules, or similar rules, have been in place at other points during the pandemic. There's the requirement, for example, to wear a mask indoors in a retail setting. There is the requirement to take somebody's name and number for contact tracing purposes for indoor dining. So, you know, a lot of these procedures are already in place for other things. Now we're just extending it to one new check, which is to check that somebody has a certificate of immunity. So, you know, people can try to overcomplicate this, but it actually isn't all that complicated. We've had requirements like wearing a mask, like taking somebody's details for contact tracing, and this is just one more additional check that's being added on.
Just in relation to the complexity of a lot of this, as some of the restrictions are unwound, we've had this concern expressed by the ESRI based on their own research that because of that complexity, people are finding it difficult to understand what's expected of them, even if their desire is to stick with the rules. Just the way this has been unwound, the speed perhaps at which it's been done, is making it difficult for people to understand what they should or shouldn't be doing.
Well, I think it is difficult. Now, bear in mind all the rules and regulations are there on gov.ie and they're there on the HSE website. But, you know, even I have to check, you know, and I'm involved in drawing up these rules and regulations, and sometimes I have to double check as to what the rules and regulations are. The easiest thing to do in a pandemic is to either shut everything down, because it's really simple, or open everything up, which would be very simple too, but very reckless. When you're in the stage that we are, where we're trying to return to normal life while keeping the virus suppressed, it does become complicated, and there are anomalies and rules do change. And, you know, I think we need to, I suppose, understand that, and then also be understanding of people who, you know, maybe genuinely make a mistake and didn't know what the rule was. But that's obviously different to somebody who's brazenly flouting them.
We're moving now to reopening in indoor dining at a time when case numbers are climbing very rapidly, although we do, of course, have significant numbers of people fully vaccinated. And the link between, I suppose, the level of infection and hospitalizations and serious illness has been significantly weakened. But just in relation to the timing of this, is this the right time to be making this move on indoor hospitality?
Well, the advice from NPHET, as you know, is that we could open indoor hospitality for people who are immune, fully vaccinated or recovered, and we could have done that weeks ago. I suppose the reason why we didn't do it weeks ago is because of the fact that we had to get a new law passed and get these rules and regulations done. So, you know, this is something that ideally we might have done weeks ago, but we weren't ready to do it on the 5th of July, and that was the reason for the delay. Anything we do is a risk. That's the reality of the situation. But we believe that this is relatively low risk, because the people who will be indoors will have immunity, with the exception, obviously, of their accompanying kids, and they will be in a controlled setting, you know, set apart, and seated only, all those things.
And that's where you've departed from the public health advice in relation to unvaccinated children. And therein, public health says, lies the real risk.
Well, it is the only departure from the public health advice. And the reason why we did that is we didn't want to separate parents from their children. You know, these are people who are living in the same house, meeting each other all the time. And it's something we've never really done before. You know, we've never separated parents from their kids, and we've never tried to break up a household bubble. So, like, yes, there is a certain risk in this, but bear in mind, because of that and because of the fact that some staff aren't vaccinated, we are retaining those rules around masking, table service only, no more than six to a table, tables apart, whereas actually the public health advice would be that if we limited indoor dining to only those vaccinated and recovered, we wouldn't have to retain those social distancing rules.
Just before I let you go, the COVID digital cert helpline, the cert came into effect this week, the helpline opened on Monday, just over 2 million of these certificates issued, and it seems the number of calls to the helpline just vastly underestimated. 40,000 calls on Monday and Tuesday, only something like 2,800 of them were answered, we heard yesterday. Was this just a service which has simply been incapable of dealing with the level of calls that it's been getting?
There have been a lot of calls. We've increased the number of people who are taking those calls from 50 to 90. And bear in mind, those people are working very hard, but they're answering queries for the first time. Mm. And, you know, when you're dealing, used to dealing with a query for the 10th or 15th time, you can deal it with it very quickly. When you're dealing with it for the first time, it takes a bit longer. But what I would say to people is this, there is information available on gov.ie/travel. If you're looking for information about what the rules are in another country, you can go to Reopen EU. You should only be ringing this helpline only for queries about the your digital COVID certificate. So people who are recovered and want their certificate should ring the helpline, or people who have received their certificate and maybe their name is spelt wrong or their date of birth is wrong. That's when you should be ringing this helpline. And we have had people, you know, ringing the helpline with queries about indoor dining and the rules in, you know, Macedonia, or questions they may have about an event locally. Say, that's not why you ring this helpline.
But as you say, a lot of people are trying to get through because their name has been misspelt or maybe their date of birth. The absence of the father, it seems, from some people's names. Actually, quite a lot of cases of that, is that right?
Yes, so 17,000 certificates have been reissued because of an error with the father, which shouldn't have happened, but did, and that's now been rectified. So you don't need to ring the helpline about that. Wait a couple of days, and if you haven't received your revised certificate, you will.
Tomás Leo Varadkar speaking to us earlier.